This Saturday, a big celebration going on at the Port Huron Museum. It is the NAACP's annual Juneteenth celebration. Alfonso Amos is here from the NAACP. Good morning, Alfonso.
Good morning, Paul.
Along with LaVon Price, who is the youth president of the NAACP. LaVon, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And Andrew Kircher is here from the Port Huron Museum. Andrew, good morning.
Morning.
Alfonso, let's start with you. Tell us what Juneteenth is all about.
Juneteenth is a celebration of the freedom of African Americans in this country. On June 19th, 1865, 2.5 years after the passage of the Emancipation Proclamation, Union General Gordon Granger and his troops rode to Galveston, Texas, and enforced the end of slavery. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, slaves did not know they were free until this Union soldier shared this information in Texas on June 19th. And so that day was taken to observe the independence of African Americans in this country.
It's I love the name. I think it's a great name, Juneteenth celebration, because nobody can pinpoint the exact date. They just know that it was sometime the middle of June, and of course, news traveled slowly. I mean, Andrew, as you know, as a historian, there was no internet in the 1800s to spread the word, was there?
That's absolutely right, and there were some pretty massive distances involved, especially when you consider it's the end of the Civil War and. The states that made up the Confederacy were really in shambles, so not a great railroad network, not a great complete telegraph network, so sometimes it's as fast as a person can walk.
And a lot of slave owners probably weren't in a big hurry to spread the word either, were they?
Oh, no. The slaves were a great wealth component for a lot of those slave owners, so you know they were not trying to hurry and free them.
Absolutely. So what goes on this Saturday?
This Saturday, we are having a great event. It's a community celebration at the Port Huron Carnegie Museum, where we are actually doing a museum exhibit entitled Slaves, Soldiers, and Citizens.
Andrew, tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on at the museum then.
Yeah, so it's in conjunction with the museum currently has an exhibit on Michigan in the Civil War, and we figured this would actually be a perfect time to work on a Juneteenth celebration that fits in really well with the Civil War exhibit.
Yeah.
So we've got a number, there's going to be tours of the Carnegie Center, and we've got a couple different activities on every floor talking about some of the history of enslaved peoples, that movement towards freedom, and all the way to today. It should be really interesting. I don't want to spoil everything, but
no spoilers.
It should be a really fun and pretty educational event. So there's activities on every floor, and best of all, it's free. It
there you
be,
go.
Hard to beat that.
Absolutely. LaVon, I'm sure that you want youth in the area as the youth president of the NAACP here in Port Huron to come out and enjoy, right?
Oh, most definitely, because I feel it's very critical that the youth understand that this is the Independence Day for the African-American youth, just because it's our freedom, the month we became free. So, I mean, I feel that they should understand that and come on out and enjoy themselves this weekend.
How can other young people get involved in the NAACP?
We actually have our meetings every third Saturday of the month at the Counseling on Aging building right downtown on Quay Street.
Fantastic. All right, great. And Alfonso, this is, again, coming up this Saturday. Things get underway 4 o'clock, is that right?
Yes, 4 o'clock we're going to kick off with an opening ceremony with the mayor and a couple other dignitaries throughout the community. And we are going to then jump right in from that opening ceremony to opening up the museum. There'll be music, we'll have food, and it's going to be a great overall experience. This exhibit and this event is sponsored by the Port Huron branch of the NAACP and partnered with Impact Youth Services, St. Clair County Public Libraries, huge sponsors, the Port Huron Museum, and also the Community Foundation, along with Nunu's Nursery and Child Care, and another partner, Michigan State Extension.
Fantastic. And Andrew, how long is this exhibit going to be at the museum?
So our Civil War exhibit's going to stay up until August. So
okay.
This is something we have on loan, some really cool pieces from the Detroit Historical Society. So it's a great way to come see it. Today, but it'll be here for the rest of the summer.
All right, fantastic. Plan your trip to the museum now. And what are the hours at the Port Huron Museum?
So our hours, all of our satellite sites, so the Fort Gratiot Light Station, the Lightship Huron, and the Thomas Edison Depot Museum are now 10 to 5 every single day for the rest of summer. And the Carnegie Center, we're open from Wednesday to Sunday. So we're closed Mondays and Tuesdays, so we do a little stuff behind the scenes. And it's also 10 to 5.
All right, fantastic. Andrew, Alfonso, and LaVon, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.